What's up, everybody? Welcome back into the Letterman Rose Studios for a special episode of the Letterman Lounge. I am your host, Matt Parker. My guy, Spencer Holbrook, is not here with me today, but who is here with me is a very special guest, four-star cornerback from Basha High School outside of Chandler, Arizona, Miles Lockhart. Miles, well, first off, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, man.
No problem. We have Miles here with us today because he has pledged his commitment to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Miles is the number 6 overall player from Arizona, number 35 cornerback in the country, and just outside of the top 300 at 311 in the On3 industry rankings. Miles, just how nice is it to finally announce something that you've probably been wanting to announce for a long time?
No, it was definitely great. It was a great experience. I mean, it was my fourth time down there. And it's always felt like home, really, since the first time I've been there. So it was definitely huge just to finally get it off my chest, say it in front of everybody, my family. So it was a great experience, man. I had a ball.
And you and I have talked about this pretty extensively over the last couple of months. But July 6th is a pretty significant date for you and for your family. What about today made you want to announce your decision?
Yeah, so July 6th is my grandma's birthday, and she really just, she's always been there for me, my family. Like my car I got is her car. She just means a lot, and she recently got diagnosed with cancer just a few months back, so I wanted to kind of tribute this to her and kind of make it her day in a way.
And so when... obviously, you know, you have told your family and you told your grandma and stuff like that. What was her reaction when you told her that Ohio State was going to be the place for you?
Man, like she really doesn't understand it too much. She understands football, but no, she really was really just excited for me. If I was going anywhere, she'd be really excited for me. That's what I really appreciate about her. Like, she's always there for me. She's just a loving grandma. And I'm just thankful for her always. And yeah, that's why I'm doing it for her.
And we, you had mentioned that, you know, from your first visit to Ohio State, which, if I'm not mistaken, it was for the game against Michigan in 2022. Is that correct?
That was my second time. Yeah. The first time I went down there was, I had the camp. I went to the camp.
Okay. But let's actually talk though about that game day visit against Michigan. That's quite a ways away to go on such a short amount of time. You have school, football, things like that. What was it though about that atmosphere that kind of painted a picture about what Ohio State is and how you can see yourself being there?
No, it's not really many schools like it. Just like walking in, you could hear the fans coming from like a mile away, literally. Like, there was 106,000 people there, I think. Obviously, like, it didn't go our way, but it was just a great look into how I could see myself playing there, and definitely being a team of Northern, you're not losing to them. So it was a great experience, though. I really wanted to get that game day vibe and just bring my family up there to see how it really is. And it definitely met my expectations, but just blew it out of water even more.
See, folks, he's already calling them the team up North. That's how you know that, like, that's how you know a guy is locked in. I mean, you won't find a guy that is locked in like that, you know. But and then, you know, just from that visit and moving forward, you know, you continue to build up that relationship with Ohio State, with Tim Walton, your soon to be position coach, with defensive coordinator Jim Knowles, with head coach Ryan Day, you know, I'm sure a couple of other staffers in the building and stuff like that. When you think about Ohio State and just how important relationships are to them, how does that kind of emphasize who you are as a person?
It's everything, really. Relationships to me was the first thing I would be looking for in a school. Like, that's the reason I chose Ohio State. It's really a home. Like, it felt like home away from home. It's real far. Like, and I just always felt like I was at home there. Coach Day, Coach Wallen, all of them, just they try to talk to you on a personal level. It's not even always about football. They just try to get to know you, your family. Like, they would be sending texts to my family, send mail to them. And they just got to know me and all my family on a personal level. And I really felt like they outdid just every school in that aspect. And they just have so much to offer. And relationships are just huge for me, and they do a great job at keeping those strong and knowing and letting you know that you're a priority for them.
You had a couple, I mean, you had a few big time schools that were on you. I mean, Oregon was on you. Some of the in-state programs for you, Arizona State were on you. Wisconsin was pretty high on you as well. What about Ohio State though? And we kind of, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, but as it relates to other schools, you know, I mean, you didn't even take any other official visits and anymore. Yeah. That's exceedingly rare. Just in words, I mean, like when you think about other schools and you have visited other schools, I mean, you had visited schools before in your recruitment and stuff like that, but every time like you were at another school, was it, how does this stack up to Ohio State? Like kind of talk us through what that process is like for someone that is going through a recruitment process.
No, that's absolutely what I did, really. Like when I first went to Ohio State, it obviously overtook everything I've been to. So every school I went to, I just compared it to Ohio State, like you said, and everything. And really no school that I've been to, I felt like could match up to Ohio State, offer what they have, great coaches, competing for a national championship every year, going against the best receiver corps there is in the nation. Like, there's no denying that. And you're just going to get that competition every day, and they're going to really mold you to be a great player. I mean, everything stands for it. Draft picks, first-round draft picks, the corners there, receivers, everything. No other school, I feel like, just matched up to that. And I always felt like that was a school I needed to go to.
How exciting is it for you to be part of a class and part of, you know, this next wave of Ohio State cornerbacks that have the opportunity to build back BIA, Best in America? How exciting is that for you?
No, it's real exciting. That's what me and Bryce were talking about. That's what we need to bring back with Jermaine, with Calvin, all of us. I feel like we have the chance to be a best secondary in the nation. And we're going to really bring back BIA with Coach Walton. Coach Jim knows, like, they all know what they're doing just to put us in those positions. And I feel like now we have the guys to do it. Now we just need to just put our foot in and really propel this program to even higher levels to go win the Natty again.
And you mentioned Bryce, for the folks at home, that's 4-star Cleveland, Ohio, Glenville cornerback Bryce West, who is, as we are recording this, one of two in-state guys that are committed to Ohio State in the cornerback room. But for you, what's your relationship like with Bryce and being together on the official visit? How important was it for you and him to spend time together?
No, I mean, we talked before, obviously, on social media, but it's different getting that in-person thing. And I feel like we really have the same goals, the same things that we want to do, and we all just click. And he was definitely a dude that I want to play with. He's obviously a great football player, but he's a real cool dude as well. I feel like we could really be a great tandem on the field. You know, it was really good meeting him in person, just building our relationship even more for before we even get there. So it was real good.
And Ohio State has recruited you for that kind of nickel slot corner position where, you know, it could be in corner, it could be a safety. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of versatility there. How comfortable are you in that kind of position? And when you had left meeting rooms with Ohio State after, you know, watching the film cut-ups and everything like that, how do you feel like your game correlates to that position on the defense?
Well, that position is real active on their defense. They're going in blitzes. They're going to hit their running backs, their receivers. Then they're going out to cover their slot dudes, backing up to safety. Like you said, it's a real versatile position, and I feel like I fit that a lot. I move around the field a lot. I feel like I can hit real hard. I could cover. I could do everything that they need in that position. So just leaving that room, watching the film that they showed me, I was real confident, real comfortable. And what they're recruiting me as is I can just see myself fitting in there perfectly and just making plays with the defense that Coach Noah's got for us.
Who's a defensive back? And it doesn't have to be someone from Ohio State, but if it is, mm-hmm. I'm sure the folks at home would love that. Who's a defensive back that, you know, you've maybe grown up watching or that you just really try to model your game after? Someone that, like, on Saturdays or on Sundays that you're just like, that's must watch television for you.
Right. No, like before I even got recruited by Ohio State, the dude that I love to watch at Ohio State was Jeff Okuda. Like, I always wanted to play like him, especially when he was at Ohio State. I feel like he just he was just undeniable, like best corner in the nation. He could just lock down. I really liked pattern my game after that. But somebody I thought that was more like realistic, I liked watching Jair because he's more so my height. And I feel like we kind of play the same type thing. Like he'll come up and hit. And he has great coverage ability. So Jair Alexander is a dude that I like to watch a lot and just pattern my game after. Just because we're kind of that same size, that same skill set type of thing. But yeah, Jeff Okuda was definitely a dude that I loved watching.
And as we're a little bit ahead of the game here, ahead of your decision in recording this, but as we are recording this, you are the fifth defensive commit in the Buckeyes class, which would make you number 17 in the class in general. Who are some guys that, now that you've announced your recruitment, who are some guys that you know still are yet to make a decision after this July 6th date that you're trying to get in the class?
You know, if Aaron's not committed, he needs to be committed. Like I said, that's the first dude. He needs to finish the trio. And with him, we definitely going to be the best cornerback tandem in the nation for sure. So I want Aaron. Kingston, that was a guy I was on a visit with. And that dude, I feel like, even though he's like a top player in the nation, I feel like he's still underrated. Like he could really ball for real. And it was good meeting him for real in person. And also just that D-line, I want to build up that D-line too. You got to get Edric Houston, Lightfoot, all those dudes on the team, really. I want to – we got to have that best defense in the nation, really.
If all of those guys are somehow committed before you announce, you're going to look like a genius. I just want you to know.
I look like a genius.
There's no way that you can look bad for this.
Hey, I literally have no clue either, so I have no clue.
This serious.
I got no clue.
Before we started recording this, you did say that, so – But
I don't. So
someone that is underrated, folks, is 4-star Chandler, Arizona, Basha cornerback Miles Lockhart. That is the most recent, as far as we know, as of recording this, one of the most recent Ohio State commits in the 2024 class, which as of right now is at 17 with Miles Lockhart. Miles, before we go, what's something that you're looking to accomplish in your senior season at Basha? And then what has been your favorite moment of the recruiting process?
Definitely what I'm looking for is winning a back-to-back state championship. We brought the first one to Basha. I feel like we really changed the tradition and culture there. So I just continuing to build that legacy and leave that there for all the guys that are there and continue to build up that program to even higher heights. And my favorite thing about the recruiting process is really just when I committed. The recruiting process is, I mean, I'm very blessed. I said I'm very blessed. I'm thankful for everything I have. But, you know, it does get kind of overwhelming. It's a lot of stuff that goes into it. And I really was kind of ready for it just to be over. And I'm glad I chose Ohio State. Like, that's really the home for me. And that was definitely my favorite part. Just it felt like a huge weight was lifted off my shoulders.
Buckeye Nation, be sure to give Miles a follow on Twitter and on social. All you have to do is search his name, and he's not hard to find. Trust me. For Miles, I'm Matt Parker. This has been a special episode of the Letterman Lounge here on Letterman Row. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can also find us at lettermanrow.com, or if you search on 3, you can navigate through the team sites. We are there as well. Thanks again for watching. Miles, thank you for joining me, and we'll catch you guys next time in the Letterman Lounge.